Okay, today is Daf Yud Dalet. Now, Avodah Zarah, we will start on Yud Gimel Amud Beis by the Mishnah. So at the beginning of the Perek, the Mishnah had listed, had told us that it's not permitted to do business, whatever that meant, with Goyim close to their 3 days prior to their holiday. The Mishnah here now adds items that are forbidden to sell to them throughout the year. Because we're concerned, or we're pretty certain, that these things are going to be stuff, items that they're going to use for their Avodah Zarah, as to why these as opposed to other things. So the Ritva says that these things aren't, maybe these things aren't found so easily, and they're considered very important. They have a high price, and therefore when they see them, you know, like they prepare, like, you know, they saw a nice fish, keep it ready for Shabbos, they saw a nice this, they keep it ready for their holiday. Ritva also says maybe that, you know, maybe they had their, you know, their fire burning, and these are the types of things that were like the korban tamid. These were the things that went day to day. For whatever reason it is, these are the items that we were concerned about. So, elu devarim asurim limkor la'ovei kochavim. These are the items that are forbidden to sell to the ovei kochavim throughout the year. Number one is, and we'll get to what all these mean in the Mishnah, itstrobalin, bino shuach, upitrotros, ulivona, the tarnagol halavon, and the white chicken. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, mutar limkor lo tarnagol lavon beina tarnagolim. I mean, you can't sell the white chicken individually, but if you're selling him a bunch of chickens, and the white one is among him, then you can. Right? Probably, because Rashi says first, you know, the bottom, mutar mokar lo tarnagol lavon beina tarnagolim, lokach ove kochavim yisrael tarnagolim harbe. If he buys a lot of chickens, mutar limkor beneihem tarnagol lavon, you can sell the white one. The kevan, the shakum mina yachrina, since he's buying other ones, lav, right? Lav avos chavikal bailu. He's obviously buying them not for Avodah Zarah. If you want for Avodah Zarah, he just bought the white one. He's buying all the other, because the white one's the only one that they use. But if you're buying all the other chickens, then probably he's using it for a purpose other than the Avodah Zarah. Okay, what's the reason? Why the problem here? Your problem here is, must be lifna iver, I guess. Because you can sell to him, and then he's going to go use it for Avodah Zarah, give it to the Avodah Zarah, so maybe it's a lifna iver issue. Okay. Okay, and also, ubizman shehu bifnei atzmo, if guy comes and says, I want a white chicken, and you want to sell it to him, what you can do is koteya es etzba'o umokolo. Yes, you can break his finger, and then you can sell it. That's a mum, I guess that would be a mum. Lefi she'ein makrivin chaser lavos kachavim. They wouldn't, chopping off a finger, they wouldn't use a chicken that's missing a limb, as a sacrifice. Ushar kol hadvarim, and all these other things all other items that a guy buys from a Jew, staman, if he buys it stam, meaning he just says, I want to buy a box of tissues, or whatever it is, you sell it to him, it's okay, it's fine. But perushan, if he explicates and says, I want to sell me this thing because I'm using it for Avodah Zarah, then it's usher. Moses says, posh it, so figure out what that is. So that's Aser. Rabbi Meir Omer, Meir adds a few things also that you can't sell to the Avodah Zarah, is Dekel Tav, which seems to be the fruit of a nice palm tree. Okay? V'chatzav, and Chatzav, and the Gersa maybe the Niklav or not, but Gemara will explain what these things are. Those are Aser, Limkor, La'ovdei Kachavim. You can't sell those for Avodah Zarah unless they go ahead and makriv them. So the Gemara says, my itstrobolin. What is itstrobolin? The Gemara answers, tornisa. It's tornisa. So what's tornisa? Rashi says, min erez. Some type of cedar wood. Right? Other translators, it's pine. Right? It's pine wood. But it seems to be that it says here, k'vihi shita, ki da arun bar rashan. And the Gemara rashan has a list of 10 different types of erez. So this is the shita, which seems to be, and I just heard a bunch of translations, and even in the Jastrow Dictionary, which I haven't looked in years, said that it was pine wood. Okay? Remember those things?
Yeah.
Remember that? That was pre-art school days. You sit there with the Gemara and the Jastrow trying to figure things out. Uriminu. So now we're going to ask Akasha, how can you say that itstrobolin are this tornisa, this pine cedar, whatever it is? We have the following brisa. Okay? So we know this brisa is dealing with peros, that initially they didn't have Kedusha Shvius, because they're not really complete fruit items. But after a while, the Chachamim were Machmir, and they said that these things are considered to be like Peros Gemurim, and they asked them you to have them on, and they asked them, I guess they gave them the Kedusha of Shvita, which has a few nafkaminas. Number one, I guess you have to mafkar it, you can't do schora with them, you can't destroy them, and you can't eat them unless there are other remaining of these payros in the field. That's shasa biur. When there are no longer any of these products remaining in the field, then you can't even eat them anymore. I think those are at least four nafkaminas, whether something has kedusha shvi'is or not. So hosifu alehem, these are the items that they added that they would have kedusha shmita. Al kasin, itstrobalin, which is our thing, mochisosin, ubinos shuach. So what are any of these things? And Rashi
sounds like an archaic kettle.
So what are any of these things, right? So Rashi doesn't say actually, but al kas, I don't know how he teaches them. Al kasanin is also some sort of cedar.
He just
right, there's itstrobalin, and mochisosin are some sort of, and it's the binos shuach. I don't know how he translates binos shuach. And then he says, "Benoshuach is some sort of fix." Right? It's sort of fix. Now, v'isak adaitach itzdrobolin tornisa. If you would think that itzdrobolin is this pine wood, tornisa mi'isa b'shvias. How can it have kedusha shvias? We have a general rule. My problem is that the general rule seems to fit for trees. But zehaklal kol sheyeshlo ikar yeshlo shvias. Kol sheeno ikar eno shvias. Anything that has ikar has Shemitah. What does that mean, kol sheyeshlo ikar? So Rashi explains kol sheeno ikar, meaning his kayen ba'aretz bimos hagashamim. Anything that does not maintain its roots throughout the summer, they do not have kedusha shvias. And he gives an example, you know, kishuim, muduluyim, kiyotzev, and these gourds, they don't have kedusha shvias. But if it does maintain its roots throughout the year, it does have kedusha shvias. And then the Gemara says, and the Gemara's assumption is that this tornisa, this pine wood, does not maintain its roots throughout the summer. The winter, I mean, but it does. So what's going on? So Tosos asks on that. Tosos says, he says, Peres HaKuntros, Min Eret Tornisa, Tab Tosos. I don't know why my Tosos has like a star next to it, like a gimel and a star. I don't know what that is. I don't know if yours has that. See that Menachem on the top?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know, some kind of
a marker for something?
Yeah. It's a gimel.
No, next to the gimel I have a star.
Yeah, it's a gimel and a star.
But what do you have a star for?
Because you have
room. Okay. Min eres, min rosh hashanah, tornisa. The kasha, right? The besamach parich behi, the kol she'en lo ikar. Right? He says, kol she'en lo ikar. We're going to ask the kasha, but kol she'en ikar. And Rashi says, kol she'en lo ikar means, she'en lo ikar miskayem ba'aretz b'mos ha'gashamim. The e tornisa eres, and this tornisa is the cedar pine wood, yesh lo ikar miskayem. He does have this roots that stay throughout the winter months. Right? For Odkar, Shed, according to this, we're going to ask more. The Hare Tvua, what about wheat? The Eno Iker Begumos Hashamim, the Yeshlo Shvias. Wheat does not have, wheat, once you harvest it, it doesn't have roots throughout the winter, and yet we know that it still has Kedusha Shvias. So how does so Tosos, I don't think, is necessarily attacking what Tornisa is. He's attacking what it means, Eno Iker, it looks like. Right? The Odkar, Shed, E Tornisa, Ilanhu, Tornisanhu, so what is the answer? It says, go further down. The kach perish rabbeinu tam brisker. The trei gavni tornisu ninu. There are two types of tornisu. But hahi dehacha hu min adama ki in kavrisa perish gafris. He says here tornisu, maybe he is attacking tornisu. The tornisu is some sort of sulfur. Gafrisa sulfur. Gafrisa melas mekakolar. So some sort of sulfur. She ein la ikur shorish berkarker loy mosacham loy sab gishamim. It doesn't have ikur at all. There's no ikur whatsoever. Not in yosachama or mosach gishamim. I guess it's some, but Tvua yesh ikar yosachama. But Tvua does have an ikar, does have a root. So he says that what it means, ain lo ikar, means ain lo ikar at all. And tornisa has two types. There's tornisa, which is known as the cedar wood, and there's tornisa, which is known as sulfur. And here we're dealing with the tornisa that's known as the sulfur, I guess. And since it doesn't have an ikar, that's why. Right, so he's talking about the tornisa here. Tornisa is with the sulfur, and if it's the sulfur, then it shouldn't. Then that's why it doesn't have. That's why it doesn't have shvias.
It's impossible for anything to grow without roots.
I don't know how sulfur is made. Okay, sulfur is a.
It's impossible to grow without roots.
Yeah, but so what's sulfur? Sulfur is not a plant. It doesn't grow. Right? It's a chemical. Okay. So Ella Amar of Safar of Shasta says, what's itstrobolin? What is the itstrobolin that we have here? It's Pera de Arza. It's the fruit of the cedar tree. I don't know what that is. Chenki Asarovin Amar Belazar, the itstrobolin are Peri de Arza. What?
Acorn.
Oh, it's an acorn. Oh, interesting. Okay, it's Pera de Arza. Rashi says, Galnut, or Golnut. I don't know. Maybe that comes from the right. Rashi says, "Pay with the eyes of last short, light, wide line."
At least it just has anything that's
Galnut. I don't know. I'm not a Talmudic botanist. I don't. I don't know what these things are. Benot Shuach. What are Benot Shuach that you can't sell? Amar Rabba Bar Chana. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Benot Shuach are Te'enei Chi Varosa. These white figs. Right. These are these white figs. Upitotrot. So we thought pitotrot meant another type of product. No, Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, bipitrot rotehen shanu. It means with its stems. I mean, these things that we asked her to sell, they're only asked her to sell with their stems, right? Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi on the first short line. Pitotrot masnisin lav minhu biapinashe. It's not its own separate type of product, produce. Elahakika Amar. This is what it means to say. Ein mochel lehem kol elu. These things that we can't sell, meaning it's trobolim, lubano shuach. That's okzehen. That's only if they have their stems attached. Lefisha tolin osan b'fnei avon sechavim v'darkon lavon mekach. They use the stems and then hang them. I don't know. It sounds like a Christmas decoration, so to speak, right? You would hang them on their avodazara. But if they don't have the stems and they can't hang them, then it's okay. So if you want to sell them, just pull off the stems. So what is levona, right? Levona. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Levona zaka. Right, it's, I don't know, some type of Lavona, or what has he say, Zaka? It's very thick?
No, pure, frank, pure.
Pure. Okay, so it's very frank. Pure. So I guess it's very, very pure. It's 100 proof. Whatever it is, it's pure Lavona, as opposed to the non-pure Lavona, which I guess you would be permitted to sell them.
Extra virgin.
Right, yeah, okay. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Umi Kulan, with all these things, Mokrin Lahen Chavila. You can sell them a Chavila. What does it mean to sell the chavila? All these things that you're not allowed to sell to them, you can't sell to them in small amounts. But when you sell a lot together, the assumption is that this guy is now going to go ahead and use it he's just going to repackage it and sell it. He's buying in bulk. So if he buys in bulk, the concept is that he's not going to use this bulk to worship. He uses this, if he's buying for a avodah zarah, he's just going to go in and buy a little bit. Right? If he's going to buy in bulk, he's probably going in to resell. V'kama chavila, and how much is a chavila? The parish of Yehuda ben Seira in chavila b'chusa mishlosha manin. It's a net weight of 3 manin, which they say is about 300 dinar. So the Gemara then says, right, so that's fine. It's a larger amount. If he buys in bulk, whatever bulk is, if he buys in bulk, you don't have to be concerned yourself. Rashi said because we're going to assume that he's going to be he's in the marketplace. He's going to resell, right? You're wholesale, he's retail. So that's what things to be. But the question is, wait a second, why can you sell it to him? Shouldn't we be concerned that he's going to then go ahead and sell it to other Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and that's going to say Lifnei Yivdir. He says, V'leichos dilma ozun u'mezabrin l'achrinu makdiri. Maybe he's going to sell them to other people, and these other people are going to be makdir. So Amar Avaye, no, alifnei mafkidon, alifnei v'lifnei lo makdiri. We are concerned of Lifnei Iver. We're not concerned of Lifnei Lilifnei. We're concerned that if we sell to him, he's going to do Makar Avodah Zarah. We're not going to be concerned that if we sell to him, he's going to sell to somebody else, and somebody else is going to be Makar Avodah Zarah.
It's an item that's only used for that type of Avodah
Zarah. Right.
Right? And he's buying a bulk. Now you know that for a fact that he's going to be selling
correct
a whole bunch of different
okay
Avodah Zarah purchasers.
Okay. But I didn't sell it to the second person. So it's not my Isser. It's not Lifnei Iver. I'm only have to concern myself with Lifnei Iver one step down the road, not 2 steps down the road. Right, Rashi says,
but I understood Lifnei Iver being that you're doing something that the person that you're doing it to doesn't know better, and therefore you're misleading them. But if the person knows that he's an Avodah Kafim, then
I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's the case because we had the case of the Nazir who you could give the case was you're going to give him wine. Nazir knows he's not allowed to drink wine.
But I bet he might not know that it's wine. That's the point.
No, it's not. Not at all. He knows.
He knows.
Not at all. He knows. The only problem was that it wasn't usher if he could get it himself. But if he couldn't have gotten it himself, then you're chayav. I don't think it's to do with knowledge or not. You're the cause of the...
He's seducing him.
What?
He's seducing him.
Yeah, but he knows it's usher.
Correct.
Someone gets seduced. He knows he's doing the wrong thing. Right. So, alifnai mafkidon. Rashi says, alifnai mafkidon. Alifnai iver anu mitzuvayin shelo liting michshol bedover usher lo. We're not allowed to provide the stumbling block for the person. The kol hani dasim lizvuni lehu mishum lifnei evil tite mikshol the ben noach musar alavos chabim. Fine, but alif nai could go in hacha the havade lalavos kavoyin kavoyin. This guy is not going to do avodah zara. Rather mishum de lo lisbon iu lachrina umakri lo makid lemesar. Just seem to get to the gemara. To get to gemara later on. There might be other gemaras that seem to indicate that there is an issue with lifnei lifnei. Maybe we don't concern with lifnei lifnei when it comes to kayim. But idea here, the buyer says, we're not going to be concerned. He buys a bulk and sell to him because he's not going to do anything. He's going to be selling it to other people. They're going to do something that's too far removed. Okay. V'tarnegol lavan. You can't sell to them a white chicken. Amar Rav Yona, Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Zvid. The masni, Amar Rav Yona, Amar Rav Zera, without the Rav Zvid. Tarnegol lemi. The guy comes out and he starts saying, who has a chicken? Who has a rooster? All right. Tarnegol lemi. Mutter limko lo tarnagolovan. Then I can sell him a tarnagolovan because he wasn't specifically looking for a white chicken. He says, who has that chicken? I need to buy chickens. So sell him a white chicken. But if he says tarnagolovan to me, specifically who has a white chicken, then also limko lo tarnagolovan. Then you can't sell him a tarnagolovan because he's going specifically for the white chicken. And Rashi says, Mutter limko lo, over the chum tarnagolovan, kevet lo itkar lovan. Since he did specifically mention white, you can assume that it's not being done for the avodah zara. Tanan, we learned, and Mo's going to ask now, because now it seems to say, right, our assumption is that he just says tarnagol stam, you can sell him a white chicken. So Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mocher hu lo tarnagol lovan deina tarnagolim. You can sell him a white chicken among other chickens. Because if he's buying in bulk, all different types of chickens, you can assume that he's getting it not for avodah zara, right? So the Gemara says, Hechi Dami, what was the case? Meaning, how did this guy go about asking for his chickens? What did he say? Ilema de ka'amar, tarnagol lovin' lemi, tarnagol lovin' lemi. If he says, who's got a white chicken, and then, right, and he, and the guy says,
I'll send you the whole bunch, including a black one.
Right, he says include everything. That can't be, because if he's looking specifically for a white chicken, you know he wants the white chicken for avodah zara. So how can you sell him a white chicken amongst the other chickens? Right? So he says, right, e lema ka'amar tarnagol lemi, I feel bein tarnagolim namilo. Elalav must be the case to ka'amar tarnagol lemi. He just announced, who has chickens? Tarnagol lemi. Vafilu hach, you nevertheless hear, Rabbi Yehuda, bein tarnagolim in, Bifnei Aksmo Lo, that you could only sell him amongst other chickens. You can't sell him the white chicken individually. Well, the Tanakama, Afilu Beinu Tanagolim Namilo, and Tanakama would say that you can't even sell him amongst. You can't tell the white chicken all amongst the chickens. Meaning that we establish the case as being the guy comes and says Tanagolim Me, Tanagolim Me, and the Gemara then says that in that case. You can sell him a white chicken amongst other chickens. But it doesn't say you can sell him a white chicken plain.
Right.
Okay? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzhak, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Hacha B'may Eskino, what are we dealing with over here? He owned the Amar Zeh V'zeh. The guy said this and that. What does that mean? Not sure.
Pointing.
What does that mean? So Tosa says he's pointing. Rashi says he's not pointing. So he says, Afilu, so Rashi says, Hacha B'may Eskino, the Amar Zeh V'zeh. Let's read this. Well, relatively long Rashi. Masnisin de la Rabbi Yehuda bifnei atzma lo. The Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda that says that by itself you can't sell, but you can sell it amongst other chickens. Well, the Tanakama legamri aser. And Tanakama says that you can't sell it at all. Kigo, what's the case? De midikara itgar. In the beginning, he mentions zevze. He says lavon v'shachar v'adam. He mentions a white chicken first. Hilkach lavon the Rabbi Yehuda bifnei atzma aser. Therefore, a white chicken on its own, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't. Tanakama says you can't sell it at all. Rabbi Yehuda, who says you can't sell it amongst other chickens, will say in this case, you can't sell the white chicken by itself. Kevan demi kara itkar, since that's the thing he mentioned first. Vahashtar shakya lavan, and now he's getting a white one. But Azalemi Kara Nami Ikovin Lavan. He specifically wanted the white one. I the Haida Itkar Shachor, why did he mention the black afterwards, the red afterwards? Irume Arim, he's trying to trick you. The Yaduhu, because he knows the Ishoy Lavan Lhude Lozovin La Israel. He says if he just asks for a white one, he's not gonna get it. So Ubain Hak, so therefore but he says the white one first. So he's willing to pay for other chickens. He's Moser Nefesh to get the white chicken for his Avodah Zarah, right? Ubein Hartar Nagol Mutter, but you are allowed to sell it amongst the other chickens. I mean, you can't sell it alone. You're allowed amongst the other chickens. Demigo de Shachor Lavodos Chachavim, Lava Nami Lav Lavodos Chachavim. I mean, you can't sell, if he says I want a white one or a black one or a red one, you can't just sell him a white one. But if he says I want a white one or a black one or a red one, you can sell him all of them. Because if he's going to buy all of them, he may be Moser Nefesh trying to trick you. He's not going to be Moser Nefesh to buy all of them. So if he's going to buy all of them, then you can sell them. V'rabbanan hold, afilu bein tarnagolim nami asr, hoel de katav alavan. You can't even sell all of them in a month, because once he asks for white, he wants white. Umihu tarnagol stama. When a guy just says, I want a chicken. Bein rabbi Yehuda, bein rabbanan, mutal limkul tarnagol alavan, ki rabbi Zeir says, because then he just says, I want a chicken. Stama, he wants a chicken, and he can sell him a chicken. Okay. So the case over here was where he says he lists the colors. So if you list the colors, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't sell the white one individually. You can't just say, oh, he lists the colors, he doesn't care. No, he lists the colors trying to trick you. But if he lists the colors and you sell them all of them, well, then he's not trying to trick you, because then he's going to be out money and he's not going to lose his money. They don't have the Chol Nafsh Chol Modecha, I guess. Maybe they don't have that. Okay. Tainami Hachi. We have a Brisa that supports this as well. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Amasai, when is it forbidden to sell the white chicken? Dafka bizman sha'amar tarnagol. So the tarnagol is zeh lavan, it seems like Tosos. Rashi takes out the zeh. He says tarnagol lavan. Aval imamar zeh v'zeh. He says this and that. Then it's winter, like we said. Okay. Now Rabbi Yehuda adds a few other dinim when it comes to selling the white chicken or the white rooster. He says chicken or rooster in there.
Rooster.
He says rooster. Okay. Rooster. All right. But filu amar tarnagol zeh, right? Even if he says, I want this specific white rooster, if the guy is just making a party for his son, or if somebody's sick in his house, he eats some chicken soup, and he wants this specific chicken, then it's mutter. Then you are allowed to sell it, right? Rashi says towards the bottom, where we get a little wider.
Is your point that he's not asking for a color?
We're trying to assume, no, it seems to be that he wants this white chicken. But we have a situation where the circumstantial evidence points to the fact that he's not going to be using it for avodah zarah. See Rashi. But filu amar tarnagol zeh lavan im hayo haovei kochavim she'osim mishta libino. He's making some sort of birthday party for his son. Oshi yesh lo chol b'sof beso. He's a sick person's house and he has to feed a cold. Mutter, you could sell it to him. Dilisu udaso kabay le mishum noy. He's making a suda. He's buying this for his food. And for the chole, he wants to make a good pot of chicken soup for him to get better. Yeah, he pointed to the white one. That's what he wants. But the idea being, if there's circumstantial evidence that it's not going to be used for the avodah zarah, then you can sell it to him. So the Gemara then asks, wait a second, I think it's v'hatznan. We have a Tanya. I think it's a Mishnah, right? V'hatznan ove kochavim so asher mishter libno enu asher el osu hayom. Also, ish bilvad. We said that in the list of holidays we had added, and a guy who's making a party for a son, it's also to do business with him, and just that day. But how can you say, so why? The assumption is making a party, it's going to be a avodah zarah. So one of the cases we just said over here, we said this guy, someone who's sick in the house, or he's making a party for a son. What do you mean? Make a party for a son, you're not allowed to do business with him because we're concerned about the avodah zarah. So one says, no, it depends on the party. So he says, Amar, he says, Osu Hayom, Osu Ish, Miya Aser, right? It's Aser. So it's not Amar Rav Yitzchak, Bar Masharsha, B'tav, how do I pronounce it? B'tivazig. I guess Tivazig, that's what it's mutter. What does Rashi says? B'tivazig. Hai Mishte, last Rashi in the Amud, Hai Mishte, the Katani Mutter Limkurlo, Tarnagolavon, Lav Mishte Chupas Beno. The Mishnah where it says we're not allowed to sell, do business with them for their party, that's when they're making the wedding. They came to the wedding, then they had these, they were makir tov, tikavodah zarah. Dahav vaydai le tikrovos avodah kachavik habayile, because that's definitely going to be tikrovos avodah zarah. Elo, the Mishnah over here is the Mishnah shel mireus, I think. Nice friendly party, you know, you'd have a shul event and a bowling event. Shaosin hana'arim zayim zeh, that the youths get together and they hang out. The Korean, he says, Right? No, not a bachelor party. But Dafka not anything to do with the wedding. Right? It's not a bachelor party. It's just getting together. A bachelor party has to do with the wedding. He says, Vikorin kam Pursha. I don't know how it is. Kam Pursha. It's not such an important party. They're just getting together to hang out. That's not what they're mocking about Azara. So they're just getting together. That sort of part, you have to know what party they're having. And if you know what party they're having, if it's a wedding, you can't sell them. If it's not a wedding, it's this other lower level party, then you can sell them. Because they're mocking about Azara at the wedding. They use the wedding as an excuse to...
So you have to know all these situations.
Yes, you got to know. You gotta know things. You gotta know, if you're in business, you gotta know certain halachas. You gotta know halachas of ribbis. You gotta know the halachas of how to deal with workers. And if you deal with God, you gotta know halachas of Avodah Zarah.
No, but that sounds a lot. You have to know the certain
situation. Yeah. Why not?
Check on social media and see what's going on in the.
I don't know if they had social media back then. I'm not sure I know that they didn't. But you have to figure it out. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, Ushar kol hadvarim, all other items, stam on mutter, if you just ask for them stam, it's permitted to sell, who perushan asar, and if he's mefarish, it's asar. So the Gemara says, my stam stam and my perushan. What does it mean stam? What does it mean mefarish? So ilema, stama, de ka'ama, chiti chivarosa, he comes and he just says, I want to buy white wheat, without listing that he wants it for Avodah Zarah, and the Tana is telling us that then we don't have to be choshesh. Then and that means Perushon means the Amar Lavozachavim. That means Perushon would mean the opposite, where he explicates it is for the Avodah Zarah. Well, if that's the case, Lo Stamah Tzrich Lameim Mizab Ninan, Lo Perushon Tzrich Lameim Lo Mizab Ninan. Then if that's the contrast, then what's the Mishnah telling us? If the guy walks into a store and says, "Please sell me this. I need it for my Avodah Zarah," you're not going to sell it. You can't sell it to him. We need the Mishnah to tell him. So therefore, I don't need the Mishnah to tell me the other case where the guy walks and says, "Please sell me something," and he doesn't say anything, and you're permitted to sell it. So what's the case? Ella, the case is Staman de Ka'amar Chiti. Stam is, he says, sell me wheat. U Perushan de Ka'amar Chivarata. So Stam wheat is more to the sell. But if he says sell me white wheat, say the first few times, white wheat, then it would be Usher, right? So therefore, it's telling me that white wheat is also Usher Misum Avodah Zarah. But it's also Michlal, the Tarnagol, Afilu Stamon, Namilo. If this case is talking about white wheat and non-white wheat, so then when it comes to it, that's when it's the difference whether he says white or not white, but the chicken that we said is Usser must be, even if he doesn't say white, it must be always Usser. So, sorry?
No.
And that would be Akasha and Rab Zera. Because Rab Zera, if you remember, Rab Zera said that if the guy says Tarnagol and me, Stam, you're allowed to sell him the white chicken. But the way we're explaining the Mishnah right now is anytime he says Tarnagol, even Stam, it would be Usser. The only time Stam is Murta was by the wheat. So they go, no, the Amri La'olam, that's the answer, La'olam, Stamon de Ka'amar, Chiti Chevarasa, Perusha de Ka'amar Lavos Chavim. It's like we said originally. Stam means to sell me white wheat. Perusha means sell me white wheat for Avodah Zarah. We said that's Pashut. So the Gemara says, U'Perusha Istrichele. And I need the Chiddush by Perusha so that it's Usser. Why? Sakataita Chamina, you might have thought, I don't know why you would have thought this in this case and in the other case, but Sakataita Chamina, Hai Gavra Lav Lavosachav and Kabayi. This guy really doesn't want to get it for Avodah Zarah, because wheat, I guess, is something that's not typically used for Avodah Zarah. But Ella Mebaku Da'avik, he's really frum. Right? He suffers from frumkeit, right? Wolbe says frumkeit is a disease. But he suffers, right? He calls it a pathology. He says that he suffers, he has this frumkeit, and he really wants his Avodah Zarah. Right, Dovik, his mevakud of Dovik avos chavim. He's very tied and stuck to it. The savar, and he thinks he hechid ilahu gavra avik bay kuli aminav aviku. He thinks just because it's important to me, it's important to everybody else. So I'm going to go ahead and announce this for Avodah Zarah, and then all the people can come sell it to me, even though I'm not going to use it for Avodah Zarah. Right? It says ki hechid ilahu gavra avik bay kuli aminav aviku emahachi ki hechid ilasin li. That they come and sell to me. White wheat, no one uses for Avodah Zarah. I'm going to say, I'm using white wheat. Sell me white wheat for Avodah Zarah. Whoa, this guy's so frum. He's even using white wheat for Avodah Zarah. So all the merchants are going to flock to sell to him. Kamashmalam, we don't do that. Kamashmalam, we don't concern ourselves with that. Therefore, even if he announces white wheat for Avodah Zarah, so Kamashmalam, sorry, Kamashmalam, that if he says, Beferis for Avodah Zarah, we're mach, we are, we're, If he says b'feir, no, kamashmalam, we don't assume that, and therefore we assume if he says avodah zara, that he really means for avodah zara, but stam, it's not for avodah zara. A havmin with a bit was, I'm saying again, havmin was, he's just saying avodah zara in order to convince people to sell. Kamashmalam, no, when he says avodah zara, he means avodah zara. Okay.
But only by wheat.
By wheat.
Why would the lower price?
Because people want his, because this guy, the Havmina is, that this guy is such a frum guy, he's even going to use white wheat for Avodah Zarah, I'm going to sell it to other people. He's announcing Stam. So the other guy, the other Avodah Zarah, are going to sell him white wheat for cheap, because he's going to be taking it for the Avodah Zarah.
So why would Tanagolim be different?
Tanagolim are specifically used. Tanagolim, white chickens are specifically used.
And the white chickens are not.
Correct. Okay, Bayi Rabbi Ashi, Rabbi Ashi S. Guy comes out and his machmer is Tarnagol Lavon Ketua Lemi Mahu. Guy says, he comes out and he goes, I'm looking for a white chicken that's missing a limb. Now we know they're not machmer what things that are missing a limb, but they are machmer white chickens. So what's this guy doing? Right? Mahu Lim Korlo Tarnagol Lavon Shalim. Can I sell him a full white chicken? Because if he's saying I want a white chicken missing a limb, maybe Mi Arminan. Do we say midik amar katua that he says that I want one that's missing a limb? That's a raya lav avos chavik habayi that he's not looking to mark this for avodah zara. Ol dilma, or maybe irume kamarim. Maybe he's trying to trick the Jewish merchant. I'm going to say one that's missing a limb. So you're going to think I don't want it for avodah zara, and therefore you'll sell me a regular white chicken. Right? Maybe he's got a gemara cup on to do it. So the imtim tse lomar, and every imtim tse lomar, the Rambam passes that we hold that way, imtim tse lomar ha'irumehu dekama arim, that he is trying to trick, and therefore you can't sell him a full white chicken. If he says, tarnagol lovan lemi, v'yahavu le shachor, and you sell him a black one, v'shakol, and he took it. V'yahavu le adam v'shakol, he's telling him a red rooster, and he took it also. Mahu limkor lo lovan, can I now sell him a white one? The guy says, I want a white rooster. And he goes, I got a red rooster. Okay, I'll buy it. I want a white rooster. I got a black rooster. Okay, I'll buy it. So he bought it anyway. So maybe he's not looking for a avodah zarah. Can I now sell him a white rooster afterwards? Mi arminan kevin de yahavu shachar v'shakel adam v'shakel lav lavo sechav kalbayi. Al dilma irume kamarim. Maybe he's trying to trick. Maybe he will spend extra money to try to trick you to get his white rooster. The air leaves with a teku. So according to the Rambam, it's just a teku in the last one. According to other Rishonim, it's a teku for both situations. Okay. Rabbi Meir says, af dekel, right, even the dekel is, what do you say, what would you call it, the dekel tav? Sorry? No, but you're right, but how do you call it? Af dekel tav v'chotzov, another question about Niklov, it can't sell to the Ovi Kachavim. So this date palm. So Amalei Rav Chisla Avimi, Rav Chisla said to Avimi, Gimiri, we have a Kabbalah from our Rabbi Seinu, the Avodas Chachavim of Rav Avinu, the Maseches of the Zara that Avram Avinu taught, Arba Ma'a Pirkei Havi, was 400 Prakim. Yeah, they had to learn a lot more about it. 400 Prakim. Va'anan Chamisha, and our Maseches of the Zara is only 5 Prakim. V'lo Yadina Mai Kamrina. Now, we still have no idea what it's talking about. What are these things? We don't know what it's talking about. So Gemara says, Umay Kasha, what was bothering Rav Chisda? He says, Dekatani, because this our Mishnah, Remei Omer, Av Dekal Tav, Chatz of Niklas, Otsunukla Ovi Kachavim, Dekal Tav, Hudalo Mimazbina. We can't sell this good palm tree, I guess, date palms, that we can't sell. Ha, Dekal Bish, Mizabninan. But does that mean you can sell them a lower level type of palm, date palm, I guess. Vatznan. But we have a Mishnah that says, "Ein mochrim lahem b'mechuv lakarka." We can't sell to the goyim anything that's connected to the ground in Eretz Yisrael. There's the problem of lo tichonem, lo titin lahem chani lakarka. It's 3 isurim. We'll see. It's on daf chaf. But you can't sell them anything. So why here is the Mishnah telling me you can't sell them a dekel tav, which implies you can't sell them a dekel bish? How can you tell them a dekel bish? You can't sell them anything that's mechuv lakarka. I don't understand the Mishnah. Avram Avinu had 400, and we have 5, and I still don't understand what's going on here. So the Gemara says, Amrlei, my dekeltav, this dekeltav means peros dekeltav. V'chein amaravuna peros dekeltav. It's not the dekel itself; it's the fruits of the dekel. You can't sell that. Vada, you can't sell them the dekel at all because that's giving them chaniya makarka. But what you can't sell them also, you can't sell them the fruits of the dekeltav. But you may sell them the fruits of the dekel bish. So then he says. He says, Chatzav. What's Chatzav? Where it says, kashba, also some sort of dates. So then the Mishnah had mentioned Niklas. So he asa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Chanan bar Yosef, what does Niklas mean? It's koryote. It's koryote. So Amar Abai Rav Dimi, so Rabbi says to Rav Dimi, Tna Niklas v'lo yadina ma'o. It says Niklas, we have no idea what Niklas is. V'atamart koryote v'lo yadina ma'a hanilei. You just translated to another word and we have no idea what it means. So what benefit did you give to us? What did you provide to us? He goes, what I did is I know what the word is, how it's translated. I don't know what it is, but if you go to Eretz Yisrael with this new word, then they'll be able to show you what it is. He says, Amalei ahanei l'chu d'chiyazal hasam. I benefited you that if you go there to Eretz Yisrael, amart l'chu Niklas, if you say the word Niklas to them, lo yade. They won't know what that is either. That's old in language. But amart l'chu, if you say to them, kuryate v'yade v'kamach v'le. They'll know what it is, and then they will show it to you. Okay. I believe so. I believe so. Okay. Which is probably to have to repeat. The whole issue is about, okay, how do you sell? So let's do the Mishnah. Let's do the Mishnah, and then we'll stop by the Gemara. I don't think tomorrow's that long. We can, right? Okay, we'll get through the Mishnah. Okay. So now the Mishnah is continuing to teach things that are forbidden to sell to the Goyim. Number one, Makom Shenogu Limkor Behema Daka. In places where the minhag was to sell the smaller animals like sheep and goat, la'ovi kachavim mocher, you can't sell them. U'makom shenogu lalolim kor e mocher. If they had a minhag not to, then you don't. What does it mean a minhag? Rashi says, he go makom shelo nechshedu al revia. We're concerned that the Ovei Avodah Zarah here used these animals for bestiality. V'haki mefarlish b'gemara. That's what it says in the Gemara. Fine. So if it's a place where we have this concern, don't sell them. If you don't have the concern, you can sell the behemadaka, the smaller animals. Ubechomakom, but in every place, right, even in the place where you sell the behemadaka, ein mochrim lehem behemagasa. You can't sell the behemagasa. Rashi says, why? He says, mipnei she meyuchedes lemelacha v'osa behemta melacha b'shabbos. If the problem is, I'm going to sell it to them, right? If I permit selling to them these animals that will work on Shabbos, what might happen is, if I can sell them, lest I come to rent them or loan them to the Goyim, and then the Goyim are going to use it on Shabbos, and I'm going to violate Shabbos, because my behemoths have to have Shvisa Spahemto. I'm going to violate the Shabbos also. So the behemoth daka is only an issue of Revia. The behemoth gasa, it's an issue of potential Chilul Shabbos. So I can't sell them the behemoth gasa, lest I come to rent them or loan it to them, and then they'll violate Shabbos by them working with my behemoth on Shabbos. And what's on examples? Like agolim, usiyachim, shleimim, shvurim, whether they are complete or whether they are broken, right? Rashi says, agolim, usiyachim, shleimim, shvurim, afilu shvurim she'enim ru'in l'malacha, even if they're not roy to do work, or they're lame. Gazru by Rabbanon, the Rabbanon made the gezerah, dilma asi lachlufei, because maybe you won't realize, va'asi l'mizbam hu gedolim shleimah ru'i l'malacha, because then you might sell them things that are ru'i l'malacha. V'ikilamechas lo l'sh'elus nirus l'nisyonik, the first time in Gemara. The problem is that might become a gezerah. I can't sell them broken ones, lest I sell them full ones, lest I rent them full ones. So we have to figure that out also. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvur. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I can't sell them these broken ones, maybe because he says it's too far away. Matir b'shvur is in verse of Gemara. And Ubein b'seira matir b'sus. He says, Be'meir says, you can sell them a sus. Why, Rashi says? She'ein melachto el rechiva. They only use the horses for riding, not for working the fields. V'rechiva shvushu. And Rechiva riding it is only the Rabbanan. It's only Isser the Rabbanan to ride on Shabbos. The Lav Melacha, right? Not a Melacha, Mishum Dechai Noses Atzmo. So then I don't care whether or not I rent it or lend it, because the only issue is I'm worried that I'm going to rent it or lend it, and then they're going to violate Shabbos with my animal. But Asus, they won't be violating Shabbos with my animal. They'll only be violating the Rabbanan, so that they didn't make the Takana.
Nothing
wrong with selling the animal per se. It's a takana. If I sell it, I might come to rent it to you, or not you, to the guy, or lend it to the guy, and then I'm going to violate Shvisas Behema. When it comes to a sus, the only thing that it's used for is riding. writing is not an issur on Shabbos, not an issur deraisa on Shabbos. So what's the concern? I can sell it to you. What, lest I come rent it? Well, what happens if I rent it anyway? It's no violation, so then I won't violate Shabbos with Shrita Spamto.
So what was pulling Parah's chariots? They were horses.
Right.
They used,
that's riding. It's not plowing. And who just because it happened in Paro 1,000 years earlier, it means at the times of the Mishnah, that's what they were using the horses for. At the times of the Mishnah, when they made this takana.
So pulling a carriage is...
I don't even know. So let's say it was. It's not. Let's say either it's not a malach or that's not what they were using it for at this time in the Mishnah.
But Torah is for all time. It's not just for.
What are you talking about? There's a Takana Derabanan. The Takana Derabanan is not for all time. The Takana Derabanan now. They made a Takana. There are many Derabanans that don't exist at the time of the Torah. It's not for all time.
Okay.
That's not. That doesn't. You know.
We had the Gemara. They didn't use.